I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of ethnic Burmese are internally displaced or refugees. Many of the refugees are children living in the mountainous region of Malaysia. Bethany Christian Services' Dana Anderson says Malaysia wants them out. The United States is allowing them to resettle, and Bethany is helping them.
Bethany Christian Services has a refugee foster care program in which we help minors who are under the age of 18 who do not have a parent or guardian to care for them. What we do is we place them into foster homes.
Christian families willing to share their faith are needed to host these young people. Next, disease now threatens the survivors of Guatemala's mudslides, the result of Tropical Storm Stan. Aid has been slow in getting through, mainly because of the devastation to the area's infrastructure. AMG International's Roger Thomas says that they're still getting damage reports.
We're fearful that the mudslide has completely covered the town, including our project there with the children. Two other projects have been completely flooded, and they tell us that they have lost everything. Other of our projects that have fared better actually are being used as shelters for the communities in which they live.
And the Jesus Film Project is asking you for help. Your assistance could be responsible for millions of people hearing and seeing the gospel. According to the Jesus Film's Jim Green, they need to replace 416 film copies because of immense use. The 16mm movies can typically handle on average about 400 showings. Teams have tried to edit out damaged frames, but now the gospel message is being compromised. Each Jesus film, which is four reels, costs just under $1,300 to replace. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The free 2006 Mission Network News calendar is hot off the presses. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. Your free copy is waiting for you at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.